Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, climate change was once a new phrase. Now it's very much a part of the conversation, but it still can be hard to wrap your brain around it. But atmospheric scientists at the University of Washington have made it possible to listen to the planet changing. John Ryan from Here and Now contributor KUOW has more from Seattle.
If you're like most people, you've probably never heard of the Keeling curve. It traces how much carbon dioxide is in the sky. Scientists have been watching it curve upward since the 1950s. Here's what it sounds like. Graduate student Judy Tweet and Professor Dargan Frierson converted half a century of data into about a minute of sound. Each CO2 measurement got a different pitch.
Lower notes correspond with lower carbon dioxide concentrations. You can hear there's a natural up and down.
As plants breathe in CO2 each summer and breathe it out each winter, the pitch rises and falls. And as pollution adds more CO2, the whole cycle keeps rising, taking the Earth's temperature up with it. Frierson is a scientist and a musician, so he added drums.
I think everything should have a drum track. Everything would sound better. You know, the hope is that more people would listen to it, potentially, if it's a little bit fun.
University of Washington scientists have been trying unscientific methods to get people to pay attention. They're making climate video games and even detective shows. 50 climate scientists at the university have stepped into the political arena. This year, they endorsed a carbon tax on the Washington ballot. Voters this month rejected what would have been the nation's first carbon tax.
I am a scientist, but I'm also a citizen of the world. I have a daughter who's going to be experiencing a different climate because of the rise of CO2.
Whether the song makes you want to dance or march in the streets, Frierson says hearing climate change unfold can help it sink in more than just seeing it on a graph. For Here and Now, I'm John Ryan in Seattle.